Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is August 2nd, 2023. It's a big week here at Fightful. Shows every single night. We're talking Monday through Saturday because SummerSlam is this weekend. Sunday, we are going to do our collision post show, Cresta. And I think we need to probably find a host for her because Riccachino's, I think, is going to be in Detroit as well. I'll be in Detroit. I'll be doing media, lots of stuff there. But all you got to do is stay at Fightful.com, FightfulSelect.com, here at YouTube.com/Fightful, over on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. We are everywhere, my friends. We're stepping up that short-form content game. We're going to have all kinds of reels, events footage for you this week. Caden is there at Dynamite tonight, Dynamite 200. I'll be at SummerSlam. I got interviews coming. Oh, there's so much to talk about. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. How do you do that? Here at YouTube.com/Fightful. You just drop a super chat. It lets us know what you want us to talk about the most. It gets your question or statement read on the air. You can also go to humperchats.com. That is our Streamlabs platform. You can even leave questions ahead of time. Like, for example, if you want to leave a question for Denise and Phil this Saturday on the SummerSlam post show, you can do that. If you want to leave some for Stephanie Chase and Rob Wilkins on Thursday's prediction show for WWE SummerSlam, you go ahead and do that. I can also go ahead and stumble over my words. Fortunately, I've got Alex Pawlowski here to help me out. Alex, how you doing, man?
I'm doing really great. 200 episodes. Wow. Boy, yeah. Does time fly. I remember when we were doing the Wednesday Night Wars, having to watch both. And I hope they come up with this AEW Plus streaming service or whatever it is that they copyrighted, because I want to go back and watch those first 100 or so, because that was when my attention was split. Diverted, and I know, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that I didn't get a chance to really watch, especially in that first year. Man, it's crazy when they did that little highlight package of how much stuff that I kind of forgot about, but has really been the building blocks for how we got to here. It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. We're going to have so much to talk about. Get those super chats, get those humper chats in. FightfulSelect.com, a quick plug there. We have a bunch of additional details on the Elite's new contracts that they signed, length, how CM Punk factors in. We did confirm Dark Order did actually re-sign with AEW. That was on Fightful Select today, 3-year deals. But we also broke the news that a guy named Rob Van Dam was coming into AEW just shortly before. But that's not it this week. You're not going to see a lot of American outlets talk to the former Saray. We did that. Scott Edwards did a great job. Fightful Select had that. We also had Raw producers, Raw plans, a Randy Orton update for all of you interested in that. news on an unadvertised name set for Detroit. Thursday, I'm going to have news on the rumors that there was a stipulation pitched for Cody and Brock Lesnar. We're going to tell you why Becky Lynch, Trish Stratus was off the card. Saturday, I'm going to post a really interesting Roman Reigns championship title story. I'll say this. I asked somebody straight up, when is Roman Reigns losing the WWE Undisputed Championship? And I feel like it's a newsworthy story. FightfulSelect.com, just $5 a month, you're going to get that. You're going to get Alex's SummerSlam post-show. You're going to get Rob Wilkins' pay-per-view pre-shows. You get Coexisting After Dark. Thursday, live Q&A, I think it's 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Drop $5. Just do it. It's worth it, my friends. All kinds of stuff that we got going on. Oh, man. Also, right now, the Lufisto interview. If some of you saw that Lufisto tweet, you wondered who it was about, what it was about. I found out, and I was going to post the early notes, and I said, you know what? I don't trust aggregators. I'm just going to post the full interview on Fightful Select. So if you want to listen to that tonight early, you can. We got Jeremy working on the article right now. There's so much going on, and I am so pumped that I get to talk about it with you guys. And I'm going to get to see a bunch of you guys this week. Orion Ben says the Lufisto talk is going to be fire. It's an hour of her airing grievances. And I just want to establish, I have heard some of these things and verified some of them. But, you know, these are her own words. I can't verify it. I did reach out to AEW. I don't think that they're really going to talk about that. I understand why. But, man, FightfulSelect.com is absolutely on fire right now. So check it out. Just so much to get into. Whew. Let's actually talk about the recap, the video recap first. So they show this 200 episode look back, and the first thing you see, bam, Brandi Cody. A couple of days after, you know, the documentary dropped.
Sure.
FightfulSelect.com. Let's pat ourselves back.
Why not?
That they would have BTE footage in that. They're very complimentary of one another in the media, so to speak. I'm really still, this suspiciously so.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yep.
I'm going to find out what the hell happened. But this was a nice look back. And I'll tell you something they did that was very smart. They leaned into the parking lot brawl footage that ended up getting announced for later, but this was just nice to look back at. And as you said, they leaned awfully heavily into those first 100 episodes in which our focus was diverted. When we started this, it was UI and I believe it was Warren Hayes, and our format, Alex, was, I think we went live 20 or 30 minutes after the show. And one of us would focus more on NXT. One of us would focus more on AEW. And then I would kind of like take care of both of them and run point.
Yep.
Huh, man. Why? Times sure have changed, huh?
Yes, they definitely have. It is interesting to think about the, you know, the people who have, who were such a major part of some of those things, and some of them have been injured off and on. Like watching that parking lot brawl footage, I mean, I hope we get to see Proud and Powerful again, like full on back together, kicking ass, maybe becoming tag champs finally. Like certain things like that have made me remember stuff. Also, something I don't think they actually did show, but watching that made me remember the weird like arcade brawl between Best Friends and Kip and Miro, when Miro was the best man before Miro went all like, I'm God's favorite champion and stuff. It brought back all of these memories of things they didn't even show, but like this, seeing that triggered this and all that kind of stuff. It was a really fun trip down memory lane.
It was a fun trip down memory lane. As were the tunnels, a nice throwback on this episode. Yeah. I like that. There are a lot of times when, you know, for SmackDown special shows, we're sitting there like, where the hell's the fist? Where's the damn fist? We wanted fisted. I don't know that anybody was begging for the tunnels, but God damn it, we got it. And you know what? Mm-hmm. They're setting that state. It's an easy thing to bring back, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool. Takeshita and Jericho defeated Sammy Guevara and Daniel Garcia. I just want to say this. As over as Daniel Garcia's dance is already, wait till he's a full-on babyface. Oh, boy, Alex. People are going to be doing that in the audience. Yeah. You're just going to see a sea of it.
Just all just everybody, all the time. Yep.
I love it. Jericho gets the win when Don Callis helps him, but I don't think he saw it. So being helped inadvertently here, I think we knew that Takeshita and Jericho were going to win this.
Yeah.
But where do you see this going? Fightful Select reported that it looks like it's Jericho Ospreay for All In. Sorry, spoiler alert, guys. But hey, look at whose show you're watching here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had people. Well, actually, let's talk about the match before. Yeah. But what'd you think about the match?
Garcia's dance is amazing. Him doing a dance off with Takeshita. Like, listen, there are a bunch of people who I know unironically absolutely love Takeshita. Think he's the sweetest. I was the sweetest guy in the world. His love affair with a cinnamon roll restaurant brought us all a lot of joy, I think, for a long time. But I saw a lot of people say he's never going to work as a heel. He's never going to work as a heel. Like, I mean, God bless him. It's just not going to happen. He's too lovable. And like, he was doing the dance while pinning Daniel Garcia with one foot on his chest. He's a natural at this.
He is.
He's going to be great. I can't wait to see how this develops. The finish of the match was like just watching Jericho, like, morally object to a baseball bat being used to win a match. And I'm like, since when do you have scruples, partner? Since when do you have scruples about this very thing? It is very funny to watch him struggle with the morality of whether or not he should join Don Callis. It's such a tragic struggle. We'll see where this goes. By the way, I'm never going to forgive you for lying to me last week about how much I was going to enjoy the report of Will Ospreay versus Chris Jericho, because that came out the next day and I was like, you lied to me, you son of a gun.
I heard Jericho wasn't thrilled that got out, but hey, it's gonna happen. But
yeah.
I will say this about Chris Jericho. He has had some bangers over the last year with high level opponents. Like, he can still do it, and I fully believe that he and Ospreay are gonna have a banger. Takeshita, one of my fondest memories of him, I was at StarCast last year and I was talking to Tyler Edwards, formerly a Black Label Pro, and he is an incredible judge of talent. In case you've ever seen anybody who came through Black Label Pro, he and Mikey obviously saw an incredible amount of talent in me, which is why I popped up there. But we were just sitting there and we're like, he's so very clearly the guy in the future. Like, just very, very clearly.
Yep.
Backstage, or actually we'll get to Meet Normus's super chat or humper chat first, says, I've been doing the Daniel Garcia dance since July 20 when Snyder was voted out from my Commanders. Is Vince close to being gone? We talked about that at length on the List and Your Boy today. By the way, the 300th List and Your Boy will be next week.
Wow.
I think I've got Jimmy to consider changing the name to The Hump, Alex.
Wow. That's great.
Why not, right?
Why not?
But Arzas says, I kind of wish the Aussie Open and Jericho matches were switched on the card. Sort of. Yeah, I mean, we'll talk more about the Aussie Open match as it happens, but I think the layout was okay, but I reserve the right to change my mind. Backstage, Daddy Magic gets in Jericho's face and he says, mandatory Jericho Appreciation Society meeting.
Yeah. This is what I love about Daddy Magic in this particular setting. Like, Daddy Magic, like, you know, do you know what he's screaming about? What makes his nipples hard? You know what I mean? Talking about what's the greatest name in sports? Entertainers. No. He's not doing any of that stuff. He's like, hey, next week, be there. Like, he's not standing for it anymore. Like, he is dropping it down. Because when you know your dad is really mad at you when he's not yelling, That's it. That's what Daddy Magic is, you know?
And he's got such great range with his promos. Some wieners on the internet got upset because I said that his very, very bloody promo was Savage-esque in its delivery, it was very reminiscent of a Randy Savage type of promo, and I love that he has that range. Louise Marie says, just want to say you both look very lovely today. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
King Nerd says, hey guys, I went to Kentucky for the first time, and my God, the road work and people going 20 over the speed limits had me feeling like John Goodman from The Big Lebowski. We drive fast here. We do. I mean, that's just the nature of what we do. But I hope you enjoyed Kentucky. I truly love it here. Hope that I'll see some of you in Lexington for Collision soon. Trent defeated Mox and Penta. Well, this is pretty cool what we've seen over the last couple of weeks. We have seen Mox, the BCC, not winning. And we've seen Lucha Brothers win. We've seen Trent win. And now, as a result, we're seeing Best Friends against BCC. Let's talk about the match itself before the challenge. This was brutal. This was so violent. What I liked was you got a little bit of everything on this Dynamite. You got the sports entertainment aspect with the Jericho stuff. You got the really violent hardcore wrestling that you were introduced to on the first Dynamite, a DDT through the glass. You got the in-ring tag team action of Commander and Vikingo against Aussie Open. You got great women's action. There was a lot of stuff. You got some of the things like we saw in the pandemic that took you out of the venue. There was an awful lot on this show, and this was a great change of pace and an incredible match, Alex.
This was excellent. Perfect call for Trent to get the victory by going and getting right to it with by snaking the victory at the end, like being smart about it. Like he got beat up. Like he was bleeding from, I think, three different places on his head alone, plus all the thumbtacks and everything. This was brutal and fun and fast paced. Moxley's swagger when he brings out a bag and everyone on the commentary team pretends they don't know what might be in the bag. Like, what's in there? I wonder. Like, it's like, oh, I think we know. No, it could be anything. No, it's definitely thumbtacks. It's never not thumbtacks. It'd be great if one time he poured out like jelly beans. Ah, damn, I picked up the wrong bag. Like, there'd be fun stuff to do. But listen, I really like this Best Friends versus BCC thing, because it really is like the BCC is really the inverse of the Best Friends. Like, they're like, that's why Wheeler Yuta moving from one group to the other kind of seals it. Like, I don't like all this shenanigans. This is fun for you. I want to go over here and just beat people up. But they're really really great wrestlers, all six of them. So I'm really looking forward to this branching out even further.
Just incredible action, and we are going to see it branch out further. They have found like this nice niche for Rampage where it is like a wrestling fan's wrestling show. Yep. It is like unique matchups that are ones that you look at and go, damn, that's good. It's got the occasional squash. A lot of the cinematic stuff ends up there, like the last deletion match, and now a parking lot brawl for Rampage, which I will be sitting in Detroit absolutely watching on my phone.
Oh, sure.
I will be watching this match as soon as I can. Like, that is an instant way to get me to be like,
right,
okay, I guess I'm watching this. LaValle says Sue versus Renee. Give me what I want.
Why not? I also would just love it if during the parking lot brawl, if Renee pulled up in her car and said, "Get in here, young man.
Yes.
We are not doing this again." I love that they're doing the parking lot brawl in at Daly's place, they said. So they're gonna like record it sometime other than tonight and broadcast it on Friday, which is good for Trent, because when Chuck was like, let's do a parking lot brawl on Rampage, Trent was like, man, come on. Can I just have 5 minutes to put all the blood back in my scalp? This was fun. I
would love to see Sue pull up and then Trent and Chuck get in.
Yeah.
And then Chuck like leans out and he's like, hey, John. And then Renee just looks out the passenger side seat. Oh, she's like, yeah. You all too.
Yep.
You all got to go home as well. And they're all just in the same van, awkwardly riding home after this carpooling. Violent battle.
Yeah.
I just love the parking lot brawl. And I think these guys are going to kill it as well.
Yeah.
The parking lot brawl was something. God damn, we needed that.
Yep.
We so badly needed that at that time as wrestling fans, because it was such a monotonous, boring thing at AEW. My God, they were trying their best, right? They would have people here and there. And I remember occasionally you would have pockets of fans and stuff like that. They were trying to limit spoilers in some senses.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was so wild. But at that point in September 2020, we were about half a year deep into the pandemic. And we so badly needed something like that, exciting, with reactions, that was different, that we hadn't seen. And to this day, it's one of the most incredible things that we have ever seen on Dynamite. One LT Photo says, is this where Proud and Powerful return? I hope.
That'd be excellent. And they're taping it at Daly's place, where there aren't going to be fans there. Exactly. So you can hide this. Proud and Powerful coming out to maybe like, that would be a lot of fun, honestly, because then people watching on Rampage would be surprised by something, because there'd be no spoilers for it anywhere on the web.
And you know what I want? I want like the best of the pandemic era fans there. Like Ricardo says, never forget Pineapple Pete. I want Shug there as Pineapple Pete.
Yeah.
Like, hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Those are the people I want to see there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ricardo says Legos are better than thumbtacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Perry is out to the ring. Jerry Lynn walks to the ramp. And you know, Jerry Lynn was never the best promo.
No.
Never the best promo at all. Like, and I love it that he calls him, "Hey, Jungle."
Yep. First name Jungle, last name Boy. Jesus. It's very obvious. Yeah.
It's always awkward, like when Boss Man would call Mr. Perfect, "Hey, Perfect." And I'm like, that's kind of a compliment. Like, even referring to him as that. Like, if you really hate him, you're just going to call him Kurt. You know his real name.
Yep.
But you're not going to call him Mister, and you're not going to call him Perfect.
No,
well, they call him Jungle.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hey, listen, I can't do this. I can't fight you. I'm being real. Like, I've got a lot of screws in my neck. I'll never be cleared. But I got a friend who is." And he says, and I quote, FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business, reported that he would be here, and he is here. That's what he said. He said that specifically.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. He practically said,
"You can be writing all you want on Fightful.com about that."
He practically said that.
That's what he said. He said that.
That's what he said. He said that. Rob Van Dam came out. And not only did he come out, Alex, he came out to Pantera's Walk.
Yes, he did.
Which, perhaps for the first time ever, Pantera has seen a dime for that. Because Tony Khan bought the rights.
Yep, that's true.
Amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. He runs off Jack Perry, who hides behind a little girl. That was
excellent.
That was great.
That was great. When Jack Perry finally found himself as a heel. Was when he dove into the audience and just saw that Happy happened to be next to a 5-year-old girl and held her in front of him as a shield. That was where he found himself as a heel. It's going to be great.
Oh man. Trissa says, "Respect Walk." Childlike joy for that one. So I went to Toy Vomit, a wonderful place here in Lexington. If you're around for Collision, go there. It has video games, toys, etc. Great friends of the show. But I took in some of my pay-per-view DVDs and stuff, and I was like, "Hey, well, let's do a little trade." And I got a Blu-ray. A bootleg Blu-ray with all of the original recordings of ECW on TNN.
Wow. Like,
and, you know, there has, like, history has been rewritten by a lot of people. They're like, "Oh, well, once they got on TNN, they changed and they used..." No, they used the original themes. Wow. They used them illegally. So I'm sitting here hearing Walk by Pantera over and over again. I'm like, damn, how on earth did they get away with that? And now here we are. In the year 2023, Rob Van Dam. Now listen, I ain't expecting 1997, 2006, or even 2010. Not Dr. Death on Twitter said, "Hey, remember 10 years ago when we kind of realized he didn't have it anymore?" Yeah, he did have a nice appearance in Noah. Listen, we just need him to have one.
He did the jumping back spin kick wearing jeans tonight. Like, that looked great. That looked vintage.
There you go.
All he's got to do is do a couple. I don't need to see him do a, like, you know, the coast to coast. But one, that jumping back spin kick where he throws a chair at a guy and the guy catches it and he spins and kicks it in his face. Just do that one time. I'm good.
I would kind of like to see this FTW title become like the hardcore title.
Sure.
Like, defended under those rules. And you could set up a thing at ringside or by the ramp where he could do the coast-to-coast, but not have to jump coast-to-coast. Yeah. Yeah. Like, Jack Perry's laying there, trash can in the face. He can do the frog splash. I bet you he can still do the moonsault, the split-legged moonsault.
Yeah.
He can do the rolling thunder. He's got thunder, baby. All it needs is 5 or 6 moves. That's it. They say the match is happening next week. I had heard that it was being considered for, like, maybe All In, All Out. But, hey, you know what? They're doing it next week. Brent Lockman says 80,000 people singing Walk later this month. LFG. What'd you think of all this, Alex?
Oh, this is fun. Like, it's RVD who's the guy who I think personally, like, bled from original ECW into WWE, like, in a way that people remember him, regardless of whether they ever watched ECW. They remember him from the stuff he did in WWE, because that was a big enough hit with people. So there's a kind of nostalgia for him that doesn't have to go back like 25 years. Like it can be accessible to a newer generation of fans. I'm really excited to see what he's got in a match with Jack. I wouldn't be surprised if they say the match is happening next week, but Jack finds a way to get out of it.
Yes.
And then they ended up saying, okay, no, now we're doing it for real at the pay-per-view kind of a thing. They might do that.
Daddy's Donut says, have you heard anything on interest in TK bringing in Bully Ray for this ECW angle? He's an active wrestler and makes sense. Maybe if they got creative. Jimmy V was right today. Bucks are not big-time draws. TV ratings prove it. They are great heels, though. Listen, you can find TV ratings that say that about almost anybody. Yeah. They said that about Shawn Michaels at one point, too.
Yeah.
Let's not do the self-fulfilling prophecy thing. The guys are objectively great talent that is such a, I don't know, it's just a weird thing to even like hammer down. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We would greatly appreciate it. Oh, man. MJF promo. Trey Cash, our friend, very generous super chat. Humper chat, actually. He says, MJF is amazing. He has more origin stories than matches in the last 2 years. Yes, but he's told this specific one about every time that he returns heel. Mm-hmm. It's the ADD riddled Jewish boy. Mm-hmm. And specifically just the story that he told.
The quarters.
Being, yeah.
The bullies throwing quarters at him saying, pick it up, Jew boy. That one he's brought back enough that it does feel like that is, it's not like you want to know how I got these scars and he tells a different story every time. But this is a real one. This is the personal one. If it's, even if it's not 100% real, it's the one he's decided is the authentic one for the character that's going to come back over and over again. This was very interesting.
Pro Wrestling Podcast says, I just hope both of these podcasters have fun. And Patchy Rick says, keep Bully Ray the hell off of AEW. I agree. I completely agree. Anime Otaku says, it seems like a theme I've noticed is that great heels are actually nice people in real life. Adam Cole is one of the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
MJF exists.
Mm-hmm.
He exists. So MJF is like, listen, I'm not going to change overnight, but I understand you guys do want to like me and maybe I've had my guard up too much. I'm a scumbag, but I'm going to be your scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. Him playing into, I think, the devil worshipers thing. I was like, man, sometimes that one's, I don't want to say forced, but I think about that and I'm like, that seems like a thing that just like one day Tony will be like, maybe we don't do that anymore.
Perhaps.
But the sympathy for the devil line, that was good. Yeah. That was so good. And these people want to love MJF so much. They love to hate him, but they really want to love him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the mark, I think, of a really, really great performer.
Yeah.
They show you how much they like you and care about you and respect the work that you put in.
Yeah.
And every freaking time, we all bite on it, Alex.
Yeah. We're biting now. We're biting right now on it. All of us are biting on it right now. And I think it is listen, there's something so great about like, MJF is the boy who cried babyface, and he's going to do it over and over and over again. And we're never going to question it until we get played, and he's just going to do it again, but we're always going to fall for it because somewhere deep down, we want to be able to love him for real. And the character is the motivations of it is that he doesn't believe that he deserves love. And so he sabotages it every time he gets close to it. And if he's got it, he believes that whoever he's got it from will take it from him. So he will sabotage that ahead of time. He'll do a preemptive strike on a relationship to make sure that doesn't happen. And, or if he puts his trust in somebody and then that person betrays him, well, that's the perfect sign that he should never put his trust in anybody ever again. It is a fulfilling prophecy over and over and over again with this character. It's honestly, it's a brilliant overall arc. And all the right now, we're falling for it in the biggest possible way. Because we'll talk about this. This is leading to the biggest possible match in the history of the company. Perhaps, considering the crowd size they're going to get, one of the biggest matches in the history of wrestling. And it's all going to come to a head there, depending on whether or not we're going to have MJF preemptively turn on Adam Cole because he doesn't trust Adam Cole not to turn on him, or turn on Adam Cole because you fell for it, didn't you? I'm a scumbag. I may be your scumbag, but I am a scumbag. There's a lot there. It's great stuff.
So MJF... Adam Cole comes out. He says he's proud of MJF. And MJF says, you know what? I made you a promise. I promised you that you were going to get a match for the title, but you're not. You're going to get the match for the title. Main event of the biggest event in wrestling history. That is the tagline for All In, too.
Yes.
The biggest event in wrestling history. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I love it. Go for it. Because you know what's going to happen? A bunch of people who are going to pretend they aren't going to watch the show or going to complain about it are going to give you a whole bunch of free publicity as a result.
Yep.
They know exactly what they're doing with that. However, as Brent Lockman points out, Cole didn't read the contract. Mm-hmm. If he loses, he has to be best friends with MJF forever and ever until death do them part.
But Johnny All In, which is an interesting point too.
Yes. Johnny All In says, if Cole versus MJF is the main event, I'm strongly underwhelmed. Is MJF ever going to address the Punk's real world champ situation? Not a single mention. Okay, Johnny, listen, we're talking about the hottest angle in AEW right now versus an angle that just literally started.
Right.
Also, CM Punk lost several weeks ago in a singles match.
Right.
That is like the most straw man thing that I've ever seen.
Well, no,
and how I see it, Alex. A person pointed it out on Listen, Your Boy, December 30th or whatever the last Dynamite is of the year. Mm-hmm. MJF back as a heel, his contract up, so to speak. He wins. He blows a kiss to CM Punk and darts out of the arena with both of his titles.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah,
come on, man. Let's not sit there and talk about long-term storytelling and say, oh, this thing that was just mentioned Saturday. Give it some time.
Yeah.
J.K. Schwall says, now that we know the all-in main, where do you think they go for the all-out main? I mean, it might go right back to MJF and Adam Cole. Adam Cole might win the championship at All In, and then MJF might win it right back at All Out.
MJ, like the possibility of there's a possibility there of Adam Cole turning on MJF, or at least MJF believing that he was turned on, which is a way of saying, you've betrayed me. I put all of my faith in you. You are my best friend, my only friend I've ever had, and you've betrayed me. This is going to send him down an even darker spiral into something where he's really, really evil. And there's some cool stuff to be done there as well. But there's absolutely a scenario where Adam Cole wins it all in and MJF wins the belt back it all out.
Rory Bison says, once again, MJF is the greatest, period. The crowd wasn't as great as they could have been, but MJF knows how to do with the entire emotional range in one promo. A truly generational talent. I agree. I think that MJF is one of the best on the planet. He can do everything. There is nothing that he can't do. I understand some people will say that he's not for them. That's fine. He certainly is for my taste. Absolutely. He's got an incredible amount of range.
Yeah.
Matty Nice says Roddy joins the kingdom and they cost Cole the belt. Boy, Roddy was living backstage in his neck.
Boy, The neck brace at this point is becoming too much comedy for my taste.
Why is he showing up at these shows?
I don't understand. Why are you flying, dude? It cannot be fun to fly with a neck in bad condition.
That's why he's mad.
That's why he's mad.
Bryce Rensburg keeps booking my travel. I'm sick of this shit. Let me stay home.
Roddy being pissed that Cole doesn't see it is also an interesting part of this as well. If MJF is working all of us and working Cole, you know who he's not working? Roddy Strong. And Roddy gets to be like, I told you, Adam, that he was this scumbag all along. And then Adam says, okay, cool. Now you'll be my friend, right? Roddy's like, no, I got two other friends who you also abandoned. Because the kingdom shows up and says, isn't that interesting? Adam Cole leaving his friends behind, leaving his real friends behind. And I feel like Roddy joining Matt Taven and Mike Bennett to becoming like the kingdom part two would be kind of interesting, and leaving Adam Cole kind of out in the cold. Or, you know, hey, if this thing is all real, if I see people like, no, it's true. They're going to be best friends forever. And you got to write it. They're selling too much merch. They'll be at least be best friends through double or nothing. Then if that's the case, then yeah, I'd like to see MJF and Adam Cole versus Roddy Strong and Mike Bennett and Matt Taven. That could be fun. Why not?
Arza says, when we were in England, let's celebrate the Champions League by borrowing the format. Two 30-minute Iron Man matches for the AEW title. I don't think that MJF would settle for less than an hour after going an hour.
Right. True.
That's just how I feel. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. It was also announced on that graphic, live on pay-per-view, AEW All In. I think they were kind of waiting to see what happened with all that. But listen,
yeah.
For those of you upset, I have a solution for you.
Oh, really?
It's NordVPN.com/Fightful. They are back, my friends. I truly love NordVPN.com/Fightful. They save me plenty. I'm going to be traveling to Detroit. I'll be in and out of Cincinnati nonstop over the next few months for Bengals games. You can get a great discount, a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. Not only are you going to get the world's fastest VPN, you're going to be able to get pay-per-views much more affordably by using those overseas services. You can get the fight pay-per-view when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Just tomorrow, I will be on hotel, restaurant, probably airport Wi-Fi, and then Saturday I'll be on that Ford Field Wi-Fi, and I'll make sure to have NordVPN securing my phone and my Surface Pro while I'm there. They also have the NordPass password manager and the file encryption tool. It's safe from disruptions, and they've got 24/7 tech support in case you need some help figuring out how to use the fastest VPN on the planet. This thing will end up saving you money. It already has me. And I immediately hit those guys up and I said, you know what? I think we should work together. And they said, heck yeah, let's do it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. So glad to have them back. Jorge Saldivar says, will Fonzie's whistle appear? I hope not, because watching that Blu-ray of ECW on TNN, that was my least favorite thing about it. It was annoying. Caden says, I cried tonight. Special being there. Q-Ball Duvall said, they're sending a super chat. Well, thank you so much. Jason says, what kind of matchups do you expect to fill All In? I would love to see FTR and the Bucks. I think that would be big time. Punk and Omega. I mean, you announce FTR Bucks and Punk Omega.
Yeah.
That goes a long, long way. And we'll talk more about the possibility of that. But
yeah,
I think that we're going to see probably a multiple woman title match to get a lot of women on the show. But
yeah, I would think so too.
Yeah. My IRL BFF, Corey Cropper, says Roddy is Zack Ryder peak 2012 when he felt betrayed by John Cena. There are levels of buried Zack Ryder not knowing how to change a tire was like the most buried thing ever. They had him pushed off a stage, put into a neck brace, cucked by John Cena, and he couldn't change a tire. He was sitting there with that jack backstage and nobody helping him. Oh, boy.
Fun stuff.
Tony says, waiting for the neck ache to hit. Uh-huh. Oh, damn. Ian says, Roddy being Joel Gertner with the neck brace, it's going to have a bow tie on it soon. Maybe he can face Hook for the FTW title at this point.
Maybe. Yeah.
I love that. Like, that's just his thing now, is that he wears a neck brace. The Elite defeated Team TNA plus Satnam Singh. I really thought the Elite did well, kind of putting over Satnam Singh, who is not good in the ring whatsoever.
No, not
he
at all.
He is not good at all. But they put him over big by being big. They just completely tried to avoid him.
Yes.
Then they got their heat on him. They ended up getting some help from the Hardy Boys and Hangman Page. And I love this because they're like, we're not dumb. We brought backup.
Yeah.
More backup than what you've got.
Yes.
The match is like, fine. Satnam isn't good. Jeff Jarrett is the same Jeff Jarrett he's always been. And Jay Lethal's still very good in the ring. And that's it. That's all there is.
Yeah, it's the Elite. This was in some ways, and almost always, a fun little house show match to give the crowd something to cheer for and some fun stuff to celebrate the fact that on the 200th episode of Dynamite, they announce we're here for the long term. We're here for another 200 episodes. Let's make this, make it even better. Also, we get Kenny Omega after the match being like, so whether it's Dynamite or Rampage or hell, even Collision, you're going to be seeing a lot more of the Elite everywhere. So that's a big deal. That becomes a thing where, okay, well, if that's opened up, if the Elite will now appear on Collision, well, then
why not?
Now
they're doing a Collision Dynamite double taping.
Worlds are colliding. Worlds are kabooming. Everything is coming together. So we might now get the thing that everybody thought might have been impossible. It's technically possible because they're going to be in the same building over and over again.
Listen, I don't know if Fightful Select will ever be back at 12,000 subscribers again. We're sitting at about 8,000 right now. I'd love to get that up, but it was not fun to cover the CM Punk brawl out situation. It was not. It did a lot of good business for us, and I'm always very thankful that people supported us. I would look forward to covering CMFTR and the Elite. Like that's why we do that. We want to watch great wrestling in the ring and compelling stories that sometimes play off of real life. Amir says Omega versus Punk at All In. I think that if they announced Omega Punk at All In, the rest of the tickets get sold.
Yeah.
I think they get sold.
Every last one of them.
Yep. Irene says, while the match deserves a longer build, FTR versus Young Bucks is likely happening. I'd book Punk versus Omega for All In just to keep the feud going. Me too. And again, if you announce both of those, I have no doubt that all of those tickets move. That's the big one. If they somehow got that done,
I mean, if you do those things, if you do Punk and Omega at All In, FTR versus the Bucks at All In, you can do CMFTR versus the Elite at All Out.
All Out, yes.
You're gonna announce those ahead of time, because honestly, whatever happens, whoever wins on at All In, that feeds whatever happens the story going into All Out in a week. It's an easy way to do it.
Fightful Select reported, the CM Punk thing did absolutely hold up these extended negotiations. We first reported at the beginning of January that there were talks or overtures made towards the Bucks, which means that if I reported them the first week of January, they probably happened in late 2022.
Yeah.
So there's that as well. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. Go ahead, slap that down, support us.
Why not?
At least a 4-year deal on at least one of these. I haven't confirmed the others, but at least 4 years on one of them. So that would get them 2024, 5, 6, and 7. They also have Mox signed through 2027. Mm-hmm. So they have got right now their core through quite some time. Clear the air with E, says Omega, said even Collision. I would even take Omega Punk at All In, All Out weekend. I'm in. Clear the air. I am completely with you. And when he said Collision, he knows exactly what he's doing. And we confirmed today EVP status retained. If you're an EVP and you tease that, you know exactly what you're doing. So if you're doing it without any real intention of doing that, that's a bit of promotional malpractice to me.
Yes.
So if Kenny Omega is out there teasing that with no desire to do it, when we know, I can tell you, CM Punk communicated it to me directly that he was open to working with them. Dax has communicated it to me directly he's open to working with them. I had never heard that from anybody in the Elite FTR or the Elite camp. And I had even said on this show, Alex, if I were them, I leverage the shit out of it.
Sure.
I make money off of it, do all that. Hopefully that's what they did, and we get this.
Yeah.
Because there are real emotions here. Love it. Coy says Hangman is an important part as well that we don't get talked about enough. Hangman just kind of lay him back in the shadows in some senses.
Yep.
And he's keeping his mouth shut.
Sure.
Because I think that he understands where a lot of the money is made, and that's by saying a lot of these things on screen for the first time.
Yeah. Also true. Also, I have no problem with the absolute elite, or whatever they call that, when Hangman is involved, where there's four of them. Now it becomes a really fun, interesting idea of who would be the fourth one in a CM in a CMFTR.
Colt Cabana.
Probably not.
I'm just saying. Imagine there was a situation where Colt Cabana was out there, and it looked like they were jumping Punk, and then he turns on the Elite, and he reunites with his buddy CM Punk.
Yep.
And all is forgiven, and everybody's making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
A la carte says, I can't believe in 2023 I had the thought dream match. Two masters of in-ring storytelling, Omega and Jarrett. And it was genuine. Listen, man. Jeff Jarrett this week got 2 million views by hitting Grado over the head with a guitar.
Yep.
AEW were even shocked about that. They sent him over there to do promotion. And like, there are some times when, for example, if I go on this trip to Detroit, if we get a short that just blows up and we get 1,000 subscribers off of it, cool. That's 1,000 people more that can watch our videos.
Right. Yeah.
You never know what'll hit. Alex, what do you think the most viewed video of all time for wrestling is on this channel?
I don't know.
It is AJ Styles taking off his glove, pointing at his wedding ring, and saying, I'm married, bitch, to Scarlett. You never know what will hit in the wrestling business.
You don't.
And that clip paid for their trip and exposure. So kudos to the PR team that handled that. Darren Walker says the only bad thing about Dynamite tonight was not booking Kenny versus Jeff Jarrett next week. Even Alex would love this match. I think they'd have a slapper. I think they'd have a slapper. I would love to see how Jarrett sells a very stiff V-trigger.
Not well, in my opinion, is what I would say. But you have to each their own.
Did you ever see the video where the racist white woman that spit on this girl on a bus got punched and she got slapped and she goes, that's how he would sell it.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Zach Schimmel says, so glad the Elite got re-signed. Looking forward to going to Collision 2 weeks in a row. Love Fightful and the amazing community. Subscribe to Select. Big thank you to Zach Schimmel. He has been long one of our biggest supporters, and I truly appreciate you. I'll be at Collision in a couple weeks, whenever the hell, the 19th, I'll be there.
Yep.
Alan Marks says, Colt Cabana runs the camera for BTE during the CMFTR versus Elite match. That would also be very, very interesting.
That'd be interesting, yeah. That would be
like that is my dream, is that all of these people mend fences, and then I want them to get into a room and do a giant podcast about it, because the CM Punk Colt Cabana podcasts to me are the two best pieces of wrestling podcast media I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mike Lima says the Elite re-signed. MJF versus Cole, main eventing Wembley. Sheeta two times champ. It's a great time to be a fan. P.S. Yes. I wish the titles or the tunnels would stay for the Dynamite set. I'm kind of glad to that it changes. I'm kind of glad. Yeah. Alan Sale says, really not looking forward to the fallout from the just posted Lufisto interview, but I appreciate the perspective. Fightful is splendiferous as always. Listen, you're going to have people that say a lot of different things. You're going to have people say, Sean, stirring it up. She contacted me. She wanted to do the interview. She wanted to tell us. I sat down. I shut up. I asked that. I think I asked three questions in an hour.
There you go.
And I let her tell her story, and her story is her story. But completely separate of that, anybody that is trying to minimize the impact that Lufisto has had on women's wrestling and wrestling in general doesn't know what they're talking about. That woman is a legend. She is still putting in incredible work. Check out her GCW match a couple weeks ago. She is a trailblazer, and you know what? There are some things she said that I looked at with skepticism. There's some of it that I said, well, I know that part is true. Listen, it's for you to sort of decipher.
Yeah,
we're going to run her transcript fairly unchanged, I think, tomorrow. Ronald Hollick says, hey, Sean and Alex, hope you have a great review show. Thanks for your content and coverage. Just coming out of Stain and Godsmack show. Looking forward to Dynamite when I get home. Wow. I saw Godsmack years ago, and it was a blast. They had a drum off where they were throwing drumsticks across the stage, catching them, and then continuing. It was a blast. It was a good time. Chris Williams says, what's up, turds? Line of the night. Oh, boy, did I love this. AR Fox in the Mogul Affiliate Embassy.
Wow.
This is a great fit for him. Like, Darby, you said all this stuff about how much I helped you. You didn't pick up the phone once to call me and say thank you. Do you need anything for 5 years? I saw you backstage. So now I'm going to show you what that means to me. He and Swerve go to Nick Wayne's house. They bust him up. They make him unlock his phone. They call Darby Allin, and they just let him know, listen, we don't appreciate the disrespect. This was a throwback to like what we were seeing more of a few years ago, and I love it. It took us out of the arena into a place. It got heat. It got sympathy. It helped AR Fox develop. We know that Swerve is an evil son of a bitch.
Man.
Eloquent says, Swerve disrespectful AF, laughing emoji. Fight back, Nick Wayne. I loved every single thing about this, Alex.
This was awesome. This is the kind of thing that helps you as a performer, as a character, stand out because nobody else is doing it. Like the idea of, I'm going to bring me and my boy and my camera guy, and we're going to go just film in one take, just film a whole, like an absolute assault. Like we broke and entered basically into this place, private property, beat up three guys who don't matter. And then like just drew a 3 or 4 pints of blood from a guy who just turned 18, like a month ago. And honestly, all of this was amazing, but this is the thing, is that Swerve loves horror movies and like really dark stuff. Like that's a thing that you will find on his social media going back years. He created the whole like story, backstory of the character Killshot. He played Lucha Underground. That was all him. This guy who was a special forces soldier, who's like all of the incredible backstory they had for that character. He and Dante Fox had a whole arc that spanned the third season where Dante Fox was like, no man left behind. Well, you left me behind. Like there's this awesome, amazing arc they had. That they came up together. So these are the perfect guys, these performers, Swerve and AR Fox, to be the ones to create this arc around Darby Allin and Nick Wayne. Swerve's character is a stone cold psychopath. And in AR Fox, he finally has the perfect accomplice to go just as dark as he is. Because honestly, like the Mogul affiliates, when it was like Parker and Trench and what, that was never it. But even when he had the Trios champs in ROH, those guys always felt like hired mercenaries. AR Fox feels like a kindred spirit. Like, oh, you wanna go down there and burn down an orphanage? I'm going there with you. You wanna go slaughter a busload of nuns? That'll be fun. Where are we gonna bury the bodies? Like, honestly, he feels like I am in it with you no matter what, because you are just my type of twisted. That is really fun to figure out how to play around with as a performer, and I can't wait to see where they do it, man.
This is incredible. I hope that next week, like, the follow-up is like, they're not here because we had to wait to see if they were going to get arrested or not. And Darby is like, you should be glad that Nick Wayne wants to fight you instead of pressing charges type
thing.
There you
go. Yeah.
Just, wow. Just, this was so good. Valab says, what up, turds? It's an all-timer. It is. It's great. It's great. ROH really tag team titles. Aussie Open defeated Vikingo and Commander. Albert Pons says, WBD doesn't pay for ROH, but still gets their champs on TV winning. Also, Sheeta truly deserves the title for carrying the division during COVID. Well, this match was fantastic, as you would expect. They got very creative this past weekend over how they filmed some stuff after Collision, where they filmed stuff that will air tomorrow. Will air tomorrow in ROH, but Aussie Open didn't come out with the title belts because they didn't want to give away this match on Wednesday. So that was very smart to do that. And, you know, we've seen that happen in the past. We've seen some things telegraphed in the past. There's a WCW tag title reign that is negative 2 days long because they filmed the loss before the win. Like, they're wrestling has that unique benefit.
Yeah, it's so interesting, man.
Of doing that. But this match was fantastic. This was, you know, you haven't seen as much ROH title stuff on these shows, but I think this was sort of also a love letter to that first 200 episodes of Dynamite, because hey, they leaned on ROH for a little while too, Alex.
They did. Also, they were very tag team heavy in those early days. They had that amazing roster of tag teams, and they were like, let's put a lot of tag team wrestling on this thing, because honestly, you know, to be honest, it's not a thing that's very prized on our competitor. So this is a thing, if you watch tag team wrestling, you like tag team wrestling, this is the place to be for that. And this was a lot of fun. Man, I didn't know that I needed Commander doing a spitting Hurricane Rana head scissors. No, it was a destroyer off Vikingo's back, who was laid across Mark Davis's shoulders in a Death Valley driver position, which then led to the crucifix bomb that I honestly was like, maybe that's why they didn't come out with the titles. That'd be crazy to just like have, now it's Vikingo and Commander, because with it's ROH, who knows if they want to move them back and forth and stuff. They've got an amazing roster of tag teams over there as well. I love the way that Vikingo and Commander work together. I hope they get to do a lot more on TV that I get to watch, but Aussie Open is really, really special. And they're very young. They're only going to get better. It's a good time to be a wrestling fan. 5 years from now is going to be a good time to be a wrestling fan, because all of these people are going to age into being even better than they are now. It's crazy.
To clarify, the Fabulous Freebirds had a negative 6-day title reign, and the Nasty Boys made history, minus 18 days. Like, that is something special in its own right there. We saw the Punk and Ricky promo. I'm excited for that match, but very, very pumped. But the thing that we got the most super chats about tonight, more than RVD, more than the Elite re-signing, more than any of that, Hikaru Shida defeated Tony Storm to become new champion. Now, started to get a little tipsy during this. Hey, they're wheeling out confetti shooters. And I go, that's suspicious. And I said, all right, maybe we're going to see something special. Maybe we're going to see something cool. And that's what people are going to be saying when they see your nuts after you've used Manscaped and the code Fightful.
Let's be real. Big nasty pubes are gross. You want that tree to stand taller. Sometimes you got to do a little bit of landscaping. Sometimes you got to do a little bit of manscaping. With manscaped.com and that code Fightful, you're going to save 20% off your order and get free shipping. What a deal. And how about this? They've got a ton of deals on that site. They got a lot of bundles, a lot of packages to help out your package. But it's not just your package. It's your body. It's your hair. They got deodorant. They've got shampoo. They've got foot deodorant. They got ball toner. They got everything at manscaped.com. And when you use that code Fightful, get 20% off your order and free shipping. Just a plethora of different options. Maybe you want to try a little bit of everything. Maybe you just want to try one thing. Well, Manscaped and the code Fightful will get you there. Make that tree stand taller and trim it up a little bit with Manscaped.
Hikaru Shida defeated Tony Storm. Brent Lockman says, let's have a moment of silence for Will Washington's mentions. Might have been the perfect episode of TV. Richie R. says, Will Washington joins AEW and Hikaru Shida becomes women's champion in a Dynamite main event. Coincidence? I think not. Shida wins her AEW Women's World title in the first try since Will Washington joins AEW. Coincidence? I think not. Patchy Rick says, I was pretty negative about TK's booking of the women's division last week, but tonight I want to say thank you for Will Washington for booking this main event. Black FNX brand said, didn't see Shida women coming at all. Will Washington strikes again. I could be wrong, but it feels like a shift in the direction of the women's division. Then again, we said the same thing when Tony and Statlander won at Double or Nothing. I just want to say, Will Washington's on vacation right now. But I can tell you this. Obviously, I don't get to talk to Will the way that I used to because he's got a different job and literally a contractually obligated part of that job is he cannot provide me proprietary information, specifically us. But I can tell you that there's almost nobody in that company that would go to bat for those women, especially Hikaru Shida, more than Will Washington, assuming he is the person that I have known for the last several years. So I'm sure that he is very happy, very proud of this type of thing. Because, I mean, I watched Grapsody. I saw him put over Shida all the time. But Auntie Collins, good friend of the show, says, just woke up from my nap to say, holy Shida, so excited for Shida. Love and support you all. Broadway Joe says, happy for Shida. 2-week build to randomly switch the title with no follow-through is painfully AEW. Please have a follow through. That's what I'm saying. I want a follow through. I want a follow up. I didn't expect it to happen. I was a little bit surprised that this match was booked so quickly. But hey, sometimes you're not going to have a gigantic build and a title will change. But I will stay cautiously optimistic and say, I'll wait to see how it plays out. But I really want them to follow up on this, Alex.
Well, here's how they're following up. They couldn't book Saraya versus Tony Storm for the title. They can book Saraya versus Hikaru Shida for the title at Wembley. Like, Saraya is going to be on that card. Her challenging for the title is probably where they would put her on that thing, and they probably couldn't do that against her stable mate. So I'm not saying she's going to win it, but I think that I won't say that's why they did this. I'm saying that's an added benefit to them that now we can also do this. So Hikaru Shida is amazing. I loved how they leaned really heavily into she won the title at the first pay-per-view without fans during the pandemic. Her entire reign was during the pandemic. She didn't get to be herself, didn't get to have that connection with the fans as champion. And that's an important detail to this. And now she finally does. And now we all know how great she is. Now we get to tell her how great she is while she's got that title around her waist. It's an important connection the fans have with their champions. Either we're booing them or we're cheering them or whatever, but that's a kind of a really interesting detail to this. But I thought the match was excellent. I thought there was a bunch of times where I was sold both ways before the actual finish.
Oh yeah.
And I honestly loved that they were like, we're going to go over here and we're going to stay with this as long as we need to before it goes long, because that allows them to be a little air of unpredictability, because you never know if it's going to end at 8:02 or 8:04 or whatever. Yes. Like, it's good stuff.
Also, I agree with Straight Cash. Sheeta, Britt, Tony, Saraya, I think is the direction they'll go. Tom LaValle says Will's on vacation. He booked it before he left. Mm-hmm. Ricardo says Sheeta absolutely deserves a second reign. Great to see. And a lot of people echoed this as well. Jamal saying, holy Sheeta. JP says, I am pumped that Sheeta got her moment. That was awesome. Cody says, with the Sheeta win and credence to the rumors I've been seeing about Kairi making it to All In, I haven't heard anything about Kairi and All In. I would love to be wrong on that, though. But nice. Pab says, did we peer pressure AEW into resetting their women's division? I'm so happy, but it felt timely and abrupt. Maybe. There are moments of clarity in situations like that where a lot of bookers and promoters go, okay, it's time for a change. Let's make a change. Let's adapt.
I wonder how much of the idea that Jamie Hayter is just not ready. Like, they really want to do this outcasts versus homegrowns thing when Jamie Hayter can be a big part of it. And if she's not going to be ready for several months, let's not just tread water in this storyline that can't go anywhere without her. Let's do something in the meantime and see if that clicks. And we can do this big faction battle, you know, even 10, 12 months from now if we need to. We can do something now, because right now it's not working, because we're just batting the ball back and forth, not really doing anything. So this actually feels like a major step. Whether it is one will depend on the booking in the next 6 weeks.
Corey says, was a fun show. Super pumped that Sheeta unexpectedly won. Also, go Cubs. Man, I don't want to talk about what's going on with the Reds and the Cubs right now. I just...
The Brewers have lost 5 out of 6. Like, neither of our NL Central teams are doing really well right now.
I mean, the Reds were up, like, I think 5-2, and they just lost 16-6. Not ideal. Coy Stalling says, remember when people were mad about the blind tournament, but it re-sparked tag team wrestling in AEW.
True.
Man, tell you what, this week has re-sparked something in me. I'm pumped, guys. I'm excited. SummerSlam this week. Again, we got that Lou Fisto interview on Select right now. It's going to be up on YouTube.com/Fightful, I think, Thursday. Please subscribe to YouTube.com/Fightful. We are getting so close to 100,000. I would very, very much like to get there by my birthday, August 30th. But we're inching along, man. We are inching along trying to get there. I got an interview with Richard Holiday that drops on Monday. Wrestling Perspective with Eric Young is going to drop on Monday. I'm going to be hitting up WWE Media as well on Friday, so we'll probably have something dropping then as well. Just an insane amount of stuff. Jamal says, will All In be in theaters? I would assume it will be. I think it will be. Mm-hmm. Bizarro Big L says, AR Fox showing his brutality and Swerve bringing heat fast. Do you guys feel like Mr. Zangief's going to leave with Big Bill after Swerve's disrespect? And who would you add to Darby and Nick to face the Mogul affiliates to free up Swerve versus Keith Lee? The Swerve Keith Lee thing, I straight up asked and was told, yeah, we're going to do that. And
and now Keith Lee is teaming with the Hardys on Rampage. So no,
I feel like I was ribbed by that. I don't take kindly to that.
But there's an awesome opportunity for Keith Lee to if Darby and Nick Wayne can't find anybody who's willing to stand with them against these absolute psychopaths and a third guy, whoever that third guy might be, Toa Leona, Like, imagine if, like, okay, we have two straight psychos and an absolute madman who was built like a rhinoceros. Who are you going to come against us, Nick Wayne and Darby Allin? And Keith Lee says, I'll do it. Hi, Swerve. How you doing? Like, honestly, that's a six-man I would watch.
I would like to, I would have liked to have seen Big Bill and Brian Cage's stuff highlighted a little bit more, because there's a whole lot of people that didn't watch Rampage and didn't know that Big Bill and Brian Cage won a title match to get there. Yep. Like, show us that. Show us that they are still doing their thing. And also, Big Bill's still teaming with Lee Moriarty on ROH. Yep. But,
man, lots
of stuff going on this week. Denise Salcedo and Phil Lindsay are hosting the SummerSlam post show on Saturday. I'm going to try my best to call in. Alex will be on a post show on Fightful Select. Rob Wilkins will have a pre-show on Fightful Select. Stephanie Chase and Rob Wilkins will be here on YouTube.com/Fightful Thursday. The Collision post show, we're looking for a co-host with Cresta on Sunday, but it will be moved back to Sunday. We ain't doing a Collision post show during the Royal Rumble. But, go ahead.
We're going to do a partial Collision post show during the SummerSlam review on Fightful Select. How can you not talk about whatever happens versus CM Punk and Ricky Starks? So we're going to watch that at the same time we're watching SummerSlam. And when we do the post show, we'll talk about CM Punk versus Ricky Starks over on Fightful Select. If you need to hear about it on Saturday night, come to Fightful Select. Me and Kate will talk about it as well.
I like it. Leanne is here. I'm so sorry that we missed your super chat. Leanne says, I find it interesting. MJF said you all have sympathy for the devil. Wasn't that the Stone song he returned to last year? Coincidence. Well, it is that, but he adopted the devil persona when he came back. So they had sympathy for the devil. He used it in the line. I thought it was a very clever thing, but he's going to lean into the devil, whether it's a baby face, heel, whatever that situation may be. So, I think that it's just a clever line, Leanne.
Yeah.
Cadillac Carson says, just finished Dynamite. Sheeta won the title. This made my Wednesday. It made a lot of people's Wednesday, Carson. Yeah. And you guys make my Wednesday. I just want to say this, guys. July was a slow month. Subscriptions down, super chats down, all that stuff. You guys have kicked so much ass today and really supported us, and I greatly appreciate that. We are ultimately publicly funded. We get very little ad revenue, very little sponsor revenue. We are very much publicly funded, so I want to thank you guys so much for investing in what we do and the personalities that are on our screens. Thank you so much. Big thank you to our moderator, Luis. Alex, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on the X. I hate saying that.
Which, by the way, absolutely nerfs us when we post links now. Like, I could post the same tweet with a link and without a link, and I notice the engagement is way up. They do not want you leaving X.
No, they do not. Overall, at Alex Sour Graps, and on Fightful Select, talking Raw, and on Tuesdays, talking NXT, Wednesdays here. Friday, we're going to do a Rampage watch along while talking about the Go Home SmackDown. It'll be me there. We'll that'll be fun to see what happens in that parking lot brawl. We'll talk about it live. So if you're going to watch that, put us on your second screen. That'll be fun over on Fightful Select. And then Saturday, post SummerSlam, me and Kate will review SummerSlam as well as CM Punk versus Ricky Starks. So come over and hang out there.
I am very excited to see some of you this week, guys. Come say hi. I'd really enjoy it. Shot Kid says, Sheeta could be the workhorse champ the division needs while they build the division around her. Hopefully it was the result of fan blowback and Lufisto's story serving as a wake-up call. Great job, SRS. It wasn't me. It had absolutely zero to do with SRS or anything that I had to do with it. I don't know if it's anything about Lufisto or her story. I don't think that they truly knew the extent of her story. And again, a lot of people will look at it and be like, well, that's not that bad. A lot of people will use it and say it is bad and be genuinely concerned. And then you're going to see a lot of concern trolling as well.
Right.
It's the nature of sometimes doing some subjects like that, but that's the news world.
That's what it
can't all be positive news, but we're going to bring you all the news that we possibly can. Again, Thursday on Select,
Becky Lynch, Trish Stratus, Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar news. Saturday, I got a real interesting, goddamn interesting Roman Reigns story. Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.